A survey of drinking by students at UW-Eau Claire last year found 91% drink, 57% report binge drinking. Lowering that rate will be difficult because Wisconsin has the highest binge drinking level of 40 states studied by Harvard University. Nonetheless, they're going to try. A $300,000 grant will fund a soon-to-be-hired director for the new Center for Alcohol Studies and Education. Jody Tessing-Ritter is the grant's author. She says first-year students will be targeted with education campaigns and stepped-up law enforcement. She says the organizers also have to overcome criticism that this is a waste of money because some say kids will be kids. They're going to drink.
We have to debunk that myth because the way that our college students are drinking now is not the way college students have drank in the past. They drink excessively in short periods of time with serious consequences both to their body and in terms of their behavior.
For some, that might be
10 shots in an hour.
Those who abuse drinking like that are often not addicted to alcohol, but face flunking out of school, according to Patrick Kennedy, director of counseling at UW-Eau Claire.
Abusive drinkers drink to excess, and it has negative but not harmful consequences. So that's like, I went out and drank too much, and I threw up on my shoes. That was negative, but I could clean them off. Problem drinkers have a problem because of their drinking. They're not addicted, but they drank to excess, and they staggered across Water Street and got hit by a truck and broke their arm.
Jody Tessing-Ritter says to meet the two-year grant standards, there must be reductions in freshman alcohol use, especially high-risk drinking. There must be reductions in drunk driving and a testable increase in awareness of alcohol rules. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.